Good day, hello, and welcome. My name is Sir Williamson Harold Hempstead Worthingtingtonson, the third, your humble and most charming narrator, and this is a Hologram Creations Podcast, Volume 1, Episode 5, Julie's Punchbowl Public Service Announcement Short. This short is featured at the end of our Julie's Punchbowl podcast, but we thought we'd add it separately for those of you that don't want to sit through the entire recording. So here now is Julie's Punchbowl PSA. Please enjoy our other Hologram Creations, Dave Hall Creations podcasts as well. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Well, hello, I am Count Alexander von der Grosinskinak, medieval knight and tutu dancer, and I want to talk seriously for a moment. Well, I would like to talk about my addiction to punch bowl sniffing. This is an addiction that faces many Americans, and possibly even you. If so, please know you, too, can get help like me and many others by contacting the Public Office of Punch Bowl Sniffing, or POOPS for short. The POOPS office specializes in the treatment of our addiction and is designed to work with you and your system naturally to help you get cleaned out and up so you can become less constipated with the guilt of your addiction and realize that you are not alone. At POOPS, you are not alone. POOPS, as you know, usually come in groups, so you will have a community behind you to help. Each step in the POOPS process is called a movement. And through your journey, you will have many, many movements. And with luck, each movement will be much more satisfying than the last. And towards the end of your program, the movements will come so easily that you'll be completely satisfied with your POOPS program and well on your way to being crowned king of your throne over your addiction. But don't just take my word for it. Let me introduce to you, Dr. Ireland Montague Sniffingus is the founder and director of the POOPS Foundation. He is the leading world's expert interred in a punch bowl sniffing addiction. He is a very fine, upstanding, well-respected member of the medical community.
Hey there! I'm Dr. Ireland Montague Sniffingus, the founder and director of the POOPS Foundation, and I would like to invite you to join us here and let us help you with your turd in a punch bowl sniffing addiction so that we can guide you to a healthy first movement. We have helped tens of thousands of people just like you. They, too, were addicted to the fine, moldy, mocha, musky, cappuccino-like smell that emanates from the turd in a punch bowl. But we helped them through a process of healthy movements until they were clean as a whistle. Now let us help you. Call the number on your screen right now to be connected to our hotline and start your journey with us at the POOPS Foundation to a happier, healthier you through a series of smooth, successful movements. Call today. Don't delay. Hesitation only brings constipation. Now let me tell you about one of our latest success stories. This is Damon Pooh Whiffer. When he came to us, not only was he addicted to turd punch bowl sniffing, he also liked to swim in the punch bowl as well, with the evidence of this behavior shown plainly in this photograph.
Mr. Pooh Whiffer's case was quite tragic. It turns out that for generations, the Pooh Whiffer family have been almost all turd in the punch bowl sniffers, and poor Damon here, well, he never had a chance. That is until he called us, and we were able to intervene with a desperate and intensive series of a high colonic fiber reinforced series of movements specifically designed to help clear out and regulate Mr. Pooh Whiffer's internal mental pathways. As seen here, his normal habits had been, well, quite unusual and unpleasant for those around him, but after our treatment of high-intensity movements, we were able to bring Mr. Pooh Whiffer back into normal society, and his treatment has gone so well that he and his wife, Kate Pooh Whiffer, were able to have a child together without her getting grossed out by his overwhelming, well, odor. Mr. Pooh Whiffer became so happy and healthy that he and his wife were able to have a baby. The little boy they named Archie. Here we all are in this photo. This is Archie Sniffingus Pooh Whiffer. named after me, how sweet and kind. The world now has one more poo-whiffer amongst its ranks. How great. As a matter of fact, the entire poo-whiffer family shown here in this photo has successfully completed our program with many successful movements under their belts. Yes, it appears that turd punchbowl sniffing, once a family poo-whiffer trait, has been eliminated, and we will make sure that little Archie sniffing gas poo-whiffer never starts this habit. We can also do this for you, your family, and friends as well. So please call us at the Poops Foundation today at the number listed below. And many, many happy movements to all of you. Thank you and good day. And for those that are listening to us via podcast, you can contact our public office of Punchbowl Sniffing, or POOPS, for short by calling 1-937-280-6595 and request information about ending your turd in a Punchbowl Sniffing addiction by having healthy movements with the POOPS Foundation.
Good night and God bless. If you have been listening to us via podcast, if you would like to donate to our efforts, you can find us on Venmo under the name Dave Hall, our unique creator, and our Venmo ID is the @ David Hall 1593. Thank you again for listening.